This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell back with you on PTTalker.com, and I am here at the Indiana Chapter APTA Fall Conference. I have two lovely ladies who are joining me today, and they're going to tell us, you probably saw the title of this month's episode, Rediscover Your Passion for Physical Therapy. Joining me today is Pauline Flesch and Cheryl Bainbridge. They were the presenters. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Very good. Now, let's get first, who are you? Pauline, you are the Director of Rehab Services for Clarion Health Partners here in Indianapolis. And Cheryl, you work down in Bloomington. You are a physical therapist for Bloomington Hospital, correct?
That's right.
Well, let's first start out with how long have you guys known each other? You're co-presenters, and I hear you did just a fabulous job. Quite a while?
We've probably known each other for 20 years, and we started putting this together just by having coffee one day and talking about what was needed in the profession.
So something prompted you to understand that maybe people weren't as passionate about physical therapy as maybe you thought they could have been?
We were recognizing a disconnect between the vision of the profession and the association and what we were actually witnessing and seeing within the clinic. And Cheryl and I both had an aha moment almost simultaneously over coffee to say, you know what, we need to create a workshop.
Okay, and that is what you've done. And so you're going to give us a couple of the high points from your presentation today here at the fall convention. So Cheryl, let me start out. I'm not as passionate about physical therapy as I used to be. Some of our listeners may be feeling that way. How can you help me?
The first thing that I would suggest to you is to think back about what brought you into the practice of physical therapy initially. We can't rediscover passion if we never had it in the first place. And so helping participants think back to what was the most energizing moment to date in their professional career really does help you cement why you wanted to be a physical therapist. That's the starting point.
So remembering back when you made that decision to enter physical therapy school and the passion that you had to treat patients, I'm assuming, but you're helping people to remember back. And so once they do that, then does that help? Is there an aha moment for them as well?
Generally, yes. it's really been fun for Cheryl and I to talk with therapists who have been practicing any length of time. We've had new students, and we've had 35-year practicing physical therapists. And in each and every case, everyone has re-examined what it is that drew them to the profession in the first place and what it is that they want to continue to feel excited about. And we give them strategies and align it, hopefully, with the vision of the profession so they can feel good about their individual career goals, their individual career plans, and at the same time being aligning with the direction and the vision of the profession.
So let's talk about some of those strategies. What are some of the things that you advise the attendees of your workshops to do then once they've thought back to how they felt when they first decided to be a physical therapist?
We use the analogy of your professional life as a river rafting trip. When you first start and hit that first rapids, it's exciting. And you're holding on for dear life. There are so many things to learn and to be able to do to stay in the raft. The middle part of your career can be coasting and smooth. The later part of your career is when you become a mentor to other people, helping people identify where in their professional life they currently are is one strategy, and also thinking about what gives you energy and what drains your energy. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are your opportunities for change? and what are the barriers to keep you from changing? Those are other strategies we use.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to add, this is a very interactive workshop. We have lots of back and forth, in addition to some self-assessment tools individuals can use, small group discussions, videos. So it is a kind of fast-paced, very interactive, and as a participant, you can take some energy from the group as well.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm assuming there are people in your workshops who are all experiencing the same kinds of things and have maybe the same kinds of stories. Now, I wanted to go back, Cheryl, something you said. What advice would you give to me if I was in that middle category? I was in the middle of my career on the raft, on the river.
If you're in the middle part of your career, you may need something to shake things up a little. It's very easy to become mindlessly mediocre and just continue doing what you are doing because your skill level is good, but you don't see additional challenges. So it's very important that you find something that stimulates your interest to learn something new for your patients and for yourself.
So would you be talking about new techniques, going into a new specialty, changing jobs? Is it all of those things?
All of the above.
Plus, I'm sure, other things that I'm not smart enough to think about.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, one of the things that we look at is, what do you need to do to accomplish where you want to be at the end of your career? Maybe you need to go back to school. Maybe you need to become a clinical specialist, or maybe you need just some specialty training or a new focus of your care.
Mm-hmm. And do you agree with that also?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the other piece of this that we try to point out is that the profession is moving very rapidly with the doctorate entry-level degree. And so a lot of practicing clinicians that might have a bachelor's degree or a master's degree may be feeling left behind. And the message that we want to get out there is, you can embrace the vision, and individually you can set your goals, which may or may not include the DPT. But in each case, the vision is about all physical therapists developing, embracing a lifelong learning mindset.
So now, how long have you two been offering this this workshop or working on it?
I think we've been working on it for 3 years, and we've presented it over the past 2 years.
Okay. And do you have some challenging cases or people that have been in your workshops that have been especially challenging to work with, that maybe came out with, that you were able to help them?
I'm not sure that our audiences have been as challenging as we had hoped. We were prepared for people really being resistant to what we had to say, but that hasn't happened.
Instead, you're finding out they're very open to it and looking for this kind of help?
Yes, I'd say that's more the case.
And because they have been in different phases of their career, it has been fun for us to talk to the folks who have only been out a year and the therapists have been 35 years. It's fun for them to talk to each other and to recognize that we are all in this together. And careers do evolve and things do change. And it's a great time to do a self-assessment of where you are and where you want to be.
Yeah, it would seem to me that it would just be very comforting to know that, wow, I'm not the only one maybe experiencing this. And I guess I want to just re-emphasize what got you started, and that is the dichotomy you saw in engagement in the association. Did I get that right, that you were concerned about people being involved in, like, let's say, the Physical Therapy Association?
That was one area, not being involved professionally in the association. But also, I teach an advanced clinical instructor course, a credentialing course through APTA. So by being involved in education, what I was seeing was clinical instructors who were not allowing students to perhaps practice in the way they were educated because of their own lack of knowledge. And that also triggered our discussion as to how could we get clinicians to embrace a higher level of practice.
Well, it sounds fascinating. I know you've been very successful, and I know that the participants that have participated so far today have been very fulfilled and excited and have come away with lots of good information. Rediscover your passion for physical therapy, brought to you by Cheryl Bainbridge and Pauline Flesch. If someone wanted to find out more, if any of our listeners wanted to attend one of your workshops, what I will do is if you want to email me at feedback@pttalker.com, we will be happy to forward any of that information to either Cheryl or Pauline. Do you have any other things that our listeners need to know about your course or your workshop?
I don't think so, just that we really do love teaching this course because we learn something from all of the participants as well.
Said as a good quality instructor, so that's great. Well, Cheryl Bainbridge, Pauline Flesch, thank you for joining us on our episode today. And I hope all of you will find this information useful and interesting. And again, if you would like more information, all you need to do is to send a quick email to feedback@pttalker.com. We'll be happy to get you set up so that you too might participate in this workshop. So for now, this is Jeff Worrell, your host today for pttalker.com, saying so long, and we'll see you next week. Remember, previous episodes are available on iTunes.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.